Hey guys, welcome to Mom and Uncensored. We're going to preface with that my daughter Harper is playing with pasta and spoons in a bowl. So if you hear clinging and clanging, it's Harpy. Bang. There it is. With it being.
Need to get him for a
Are
rubber
you being
spoon.
silly? With it being National Breastfeeding Week, we wanted to do a special episode to talk about our breastfeeding journeys as both Alex and I breastfed our babies. It's not the easiest task, but it's definitely one of the most rewarding tasks. Yeah, baby. You want to come sit with me? Come sit with me.
Mama. Mama.
You breastfed for how long? About 14 months, right? Just after your first birthday, we stopped because I went to a wedding that I made a shot wall for, and Mama had some tequila shots that night. So I was like, all right, well, you can't
Shots
have
tonight.
that tonight. So I put her back to bed when she woke up. She actually didn't care. She
That's
just
how
went right
Hadley
back to
was.
sleep.
She was like, whatever.
Whatever. And then she just didn't
Oh.
ask again. Because, like, at that point, it was just feeding at night, like to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a, she was eating food, she
No.
didn't need it. It was just,
No, Hadley was like that. It was just like, I don't care.
yeah.
I want a drink if I don't have it. Like, I don't
Yeah.
give a shit.
Like, you are my drink. You want some?
Just
Just a little bit. There you go. Good job. Yummy. Yeah, but
Yes.
starting breastfeeding with Harper, the hospital were like, oh my God, she's like a piranha. Like, she had no problem latching. It was great. She was so good. We get home. She like wouldn't latch really. Well, I called the lactation consultant and she gave me some pointers. I don't even remember what they are, honestly. And then
To try to get it to come in, right? Like pumping and stuff, right?
they told me not to pump. I don't remember why.
Well, you
I
really
think,
don't want to. It creates like a.
yeah, they said to just like leave her on the boob. Like,
Really?
as long as I could, just leave her on, but like, she wouldn't stay on because she was getting frustrated. So she
Yes.
would just pop off and scream.
And how
So,
about you?
really triggered it was we went to, and I'll blast their name right now. I don't even care. Community Care, Latham
Oh, I
Peds.
remember this.
Her name's Heather. I don't remember her last name. And I don't, like, I'd say this to her face. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I walked in, they did like the wellness check for, she was, what, 3, 5 days old,
Yeah.
whenever it was.
Weren't they assholes
They
about
were
like
horrible.
weight
So
and stuff?
Harper, I was in labor for 30 hours. I was on IVs. The doctor said at Sarah Jones Hospital, they were like, your daughter's weight's inflated because you were on IVs for, 30 hours.
I keep jumping at her.
Because, yeah, Harper is sticking her hands in my water right now, but like whatever keeps her entertained, right? So her weight was like, I don't even remember, 7 something, but her real weight was probably closer to 6.5. She
Yeah.
was super swollen,
Because you were
very
on them that whole
inflated.
time, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So they were like, you're going to go to this pediatrician and they're going to be upset because her weight has decreased so significantly. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah, it's
But it
fine.
makes sense that you need to consider that, but
Yeah.
not.
I go to the pediatrician, like I said, Community Care, Latham Peds. She was like, Harper's weight is seriously concerning. You need to put her on formula. And I was like, I don't want to. I'm breastfeeding. I, want to work out breastfeeding. And she goes and gets some formula sample. I have no idea what it was. I have no idea what it was. She goes, we're on the same page, right? Where you're gonna supplement with formula. And I was like, I need to think about it because I was just
Just
trying to
three
like
days
get her
old,
away
I
from me. Like,
mean,
I just wanted to
yeah.
get out of there because I already had like a bad feeling. And I was like, I'll think about it. And she goes, well, it's not an option. If you do not supplement with formula, she's gonna have a seizure and die.
I remember this.
She like verbatim, like I'm dramatic, but even Chucky will be like, that's exactly what she said. After that, like that just like set me off because you're a new mom, you're postpartum, you're trying something new.
Is that when you came and got milk?
Yes. So
Yes.
I had said too, like, isn't there something else I can do? Like, why didn't they offer me like a breastfeeding like course or like a lactation consultant? Like, they didn't offer anything, or like if there was a,
No,
I
just
didn't know
shoving it
if there
down
was
your
like a
throat.
milk vault somewhere, like,
Yeah,
I
and
didn't
there
know.
lots of it. I
Yeah,
mean,
there are. So I had asked you because it's cold. You have to stop pouring it on yourself. It's cold, baby. I had texted you to come get milk just in case my milk didn't come in. Yeah. But luckily it came in that night.
Yeah.
And then I switched pediatricians, obviously.
I remember this. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not, I mean, you feed what you feed, but if you clearly are saying, I don't want to try that yet, like,
yeah,
why shove it down your throat?
Like, she shoved the box in my face.
I remember you saying, I cannot believe the appointment that I just had, how bad it was.
I literally, as soon as she left, I hyperventilated in the room, and Chucky was like, oh my God, like, it's, you know, we're not going to come back. But I was like, the fact that she just told me my daughter was going to have a seizure and die, like, you should lose your license for that.
One, you're a postpartum mom. One, two, you're a first-time mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're already anxious, and you just said your daughter is going to die. I'm sorry, but there are just other ways to use your words.
Right. And if you, like, fine, like, dehydration, obviously, can cause seizures. Yes. And I understand. But you don't say it like that.
That was rough.
It was rough.
That was rough.
So my milk finally came in, like, maybe that night or maybe the day after.
And but that I came and got with milk a from you. Section, right? It can happen. It
because
takes time.
Your body didn't naturally deliver, so that trigger happen. Milk came in that night, whatever. Harper was still getting frustrated, having trouble latching because they aren't strong at that point enough to, like, pull your nipple out. I was sweating, so, like, it wasn't getting hard. You know what I mean? Like, you're just hot. So they gave me a nipple shield. I went to Saratoga Hospital probably 4 times for help.
Whatever.
I just
You got to do what you got to do. Yeah.
Used a nipple shield for, I think, maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it was fine. Yeah. Literally completely fine.
Yeah.
And it worked. Like, that's what worked for us. Mm-hmm. She breastfed on demand. She had a witching hour between 4 and 7 p.m. every night on the boob.
They just cluster feed.
Yeah. She woke up a few times a night to eat.
And that's hard with your first because you think, like, wow, what did I do wrong here? Like, why is she not full?
Right. Right.
And it's like, it's not wrong. It's just what they do.
And I remember Chunky looking in her diaper and the urine being so dark, and he got scared. And, like, he doesn't, like, I say people yell at me all the time. Like, no one ever yells at me. That's just, like, my phrase for
your drama.
Yeah. That's my drama. Like, I'm dramatic. But he was saying, like, we need to figure something out. Maybe we should do the formula. And I'm like, dude, we literally have Alex's breast milk. Like, if she needs it, we will give it to her. And it was fine. But like, that, looking back, I'm like, holy shit, she was so dehydrated and I feel so bad. Now, did you say shit? Looking back now, it's like, woof. But knowing that for next time, I learned that you can pump colostrum in, like, these little, like, syringes. Like, you can put them in the syringes after. Just, like, for someone who is – I'm not even going to try for a VBAC. Like, I've already made peace with that for my next one.
Mm-hmm.
I can have the colostrum to get her through until her – like I say, like, I'm going to have another girl. I will. We don't make boys.
Just to get is like four boys.
Oh my God. Twin boys, whatever. Yes, to get me through until, like, my milk comes in, just so I have another option. I have frozen milk. I don't know if it'll be good by the time. I mean,
I still have milk in there.
I was going to say, like, I mean, we'll try it. And if it's frozen, like, it can't, you know, whatever.
I mean, as long as it doesn't smell, I won't be, like, concerned.
Right. Like, it'll be fine.
They just changed the rules too, but.
Oh, did they?
I don't remember what. They are,
like, the frozen rolls. Yeah,
well, like, over a year, I think.
Okay.
In the freezer, especially like untouched and stuff.
I literally have all of my milk, like, whatever. So, like, I have a backup. It's fine. That's my plan, and that's how it was. I mean, it really was easy until she started biting.
That's the worst.
And then I would have to, like hand express one side because I couldn't pump and I couldn't feed her on it because it hurt so much. It would just bleed and break open again.
Yes.
So I would feed on the right side, hand express on the left. And then, like, once the scab, like, was almost off, I'd let her do it again. Yeah. And then it was fine. But it was, like, a few times of,
it's,
you know,
they just don't know what to do with their teeth.
No.
They're not, like, being assholes.
No. I mean, they are, though, once they know, because she would look
she
at me.
She thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And giggle at you, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, no.
Because they see you be like, ow. Like,
right. Right. And you, like, yell, like I said, dramatic.
I used to scare
They tell you to do that though.
But he would, yeah. But you know what? I think that he stopped like after I scared him because it shocked me. It was like, ow!
Right. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Right. Because you don't know what it is. Like, first time she did it to me, I was like half asleep in the rocking chair. So when she, like, that's how it woke me up. And I scared her, but she doesn't care. She's a, like I said, she's a piranha. She doesn't care.
Yeah. That's how Had was. I mean, she was born, she was a really difficult baby. I don't know if you remember visiting me there, but like
in the hospital?
Yes.
I do, but I don't remember anything other than you needing a brush.
Yes, I forgot a brush. And I literally had like a matted,
like rat's nest.
It was so bad in the back of my head because I just was so sweaty and disgusting. Yeah. And I went in with wet hair because I was like, I'm going to take a shower first.
Yeah,
I did. I had a disgusting
And you mess. Just didn't dry your hair?
No, I just went and wet. And like, I remember that now. Yeah. The brush. Bring a brush.
Yep.
But no, she was born and she came out screaming and never stopped. I mean, she's five and she still screams to death. But when she was born, she did not want to latch at all. I don't have the nipple shape for it. I didn't at that time. Things have changed after three kids,
right?
But at that time she didn't know where to go. So I had a hard time, and lactation helped me a bit, but they kind of, I don't know, they were so rough and were like shoving my boob in her mouth, and I'm like,
they like grab it and
like a sandwich. I'm not a Subway footlong.
Yeah, but like newborns can't see it. Yes, the only thing they have is smell.
I get it now, but at that point, I was like, what are you doing?
This is choking my kid. This is weird.
Yeah. But she was screaming her head off as they were doing this. I'm like, she doesn't want to like do this. So because of that, because we literally could not get her to latch on, like she would not stop screaming for long enough to latch. And at that point, it was a bit of, she was hungry and mad, but she wouldn't stop screaming. At that point, a nurse was like, maybe she had like a headache because she was bruised from birth. But like they said, wow, she has not stopped, right? And I'm like, no, this kind of caught me off guard. Like I thought, you know, like,
you're cute little newborn.
No, mine screamed from day one.
Wow. See, and I came and she wasn't screaming. But I finally got my nursing down.
Because at point,
I came that
it
night.
It was later at night.
It was like 7 p.m.
Yes. I think finally lactation came. Maybe not. Either way, whatever. Finally, a consultant came in and was like, you were not first on my list, but the screaming that I hear sent me here first. I was like, thank you. Like, finally, like, help me.
Right.
And when she wouldn't latch at all, they gave me a shield, showed me, you know, you flip the hat on and it sucks it up. And I was like, this is so fucking weird.
Yep.
Okay. Because she called it like it. It's a party hat, and now it's a call. Like, I don't know.
And
I
was when
like,
you put it on, your milk, like, squirts out.
It does it. Once you have once milk. And she finally did latch. And they had me, because I was using a shield right off of the bat, they had me pumping after each feeding for 15 minutes.
I had to do that, too.
Because I guess it's not as much of a connection, so it doesn't bring on the milk quite as much. And you know what? Whatever. I don't care. I just knew I wanted to give it a full shot.
Yeah.
From there on, we used the shields, which were such a pain in the ass. I won't lie. I hated them. You had to clean them each time. And like, I had like five sets because I was like,
me too. I ordered like,
I need a shield. Grab it for me. Yeah.
And then you'd lose them and you're like, what am I going to do? Because
they disappear. Oh yeah. Let's play with the potty, Harper. Awesome. Okay, so then, you know, time goes on, and around 3 weeks old, she was like officially like diagnosed with like colic.
Yeah.
She was what the doctor said was a very extreme case, and I still have a hard time with that, and I don't believe that babies just cry for fun or because, you know, I truly think that there's something wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
But I never found it. But at that point, I was so like frustrated and was like, what am I doing wrong here? Like, right. Why is she so unhappy? Blah, right. blah, blah, blah. And I also was like one of the first in like our closer friend group yeah. to have kids. Yeah. I had nobody to talk to
right.
or ask. Now. My family all formula fed. So yeah. of course they are like, it's your milk. It's this, it's that. You right. don't feed her enough, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So at that point, I didn't know what else to do. And I let all of those people get in my head. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Strike one. Like, don't. And I caved in and I did buy a thing of formula to feed her for a week. I tried it. It did not help.
Yeah.
I cried the whole time. I cried every day for a week straight. I was like, I didn't want to do this. It's not even helping.
Yeah.
And now my milk is like gone and right. blah, blah, blah. So I remember on a Monday, I called lactation and was like, can I get my milk back? And yeah. she was like, of fucking course, you can.
Nice.
Like, there's I need you to pump every 2 to 3 hours for 20 minutes.
Yep.
Do not get off of that at all.
Right.
And I did it. It took like a solid week
yeah.
to fully get like my supply back. And I do think it was a bit weaker than it would have been.
Yeah.
But I was still able to, after that, nurse her for, you know, the rest of her, most of her for her first year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a really tough time with her. But I still, because of her colic and stuff, that was, like, the one thing I felt like I could do right. Like, yeah. And that sounds wrong. Like, that's not... Colic is rough.
But
like,
it made you feel
that
better.
That was fucking awful.
Yeah, that was bad.
Like, what a shock to my system to be a first-time mom and have a baby yeah. that I cannot soothe.
And you went and did it 2 more times. So you do forget.
You do forget.
That's a whole other story.
But, like...
Yeah. I remember just, like, going to your house and, like, holding her head in one hand, her butt in another hand, and you literally being, like, move your whole body. And, like, that you literally...
There was
that
a point
you couldn't
where
sit.
I said... Is this too hard? Because
like,
I yeah. had to double swaddle her.
Yeah.
The white noise blasted. I mean,
yeah.
I was like, but if yeah. not, she was screaming.
Yeah.
And I had to bounce so hard.
So hard.
And smack a butt and bounce side. It's a double bounce yeah. to each side.
Yes.
Like, there's a movement. And I would have to wear her in my wraps
right.
so tightly
right.
that I was like, is this unsafe? Like
right.
at this point, this is really
right.
tight, but... That's what she liked. And I remember just walking around my yard for hours, midnight drives for mm-hmm. hours, because I'm like, this child
yeah.
needs to go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But you know what? It's over with. I still have a hard time with babies just crying, but that's for another day. However, I went on to nurse her until about 7 or 8 months
yeah.
when I got horribly sick.
Sick, right?
I don't know what happened, but one night I woke up and I went to do my midnight pump because she had stopped feeding. And after like 20, I still had not had my letdown. I was like, what is going
yeah.
on here? I thought
yeah.
that was so weird. And then I pumped for a few more and I was like, I guess that we're done with this. That was just odd. The next day, nothing there. I was so confused, like, where is my milk? But then I got, like, super sick that night, and it hit me that, like, an illness was
yeah.
coming. And for, like, a week and a half, I was so, like, ill, but it never came back. I pumped for, like, a week past that, and I just never had my milk back.
That's crazy.
The weirdest thing. But luckily, I had a freezer full, so I was able to feed her until just about a year. My
that's
milk
good.
Still. I had so much milk.
Yeah.
Yes.
From pumping so much.
Yeah, and luckily, she was not, like, a booby baby. She did not care where her milk came from.
Yeah.
Just give her some. But I found out 2 weeks later I was pregnant with Hayden. So it very, very well could have been a hormone drop.
Yeah.
But at that time, I attributed it to my
sick.
Illness.
Yeah.
It was just weird. I mean, I will never, never know what happened there, but whatever.
Yeah, and they say that too, though. Like, getting sick can, like, do something to your
Of course
supply,
it can, because
so.
you're not drinking enough, you know, right. And
or like if you take medicine, which like of course, you know, yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Can with we Hayden,
not? Don't put that in the I toilet. Mean,
he was born quickly and he did that. What do they call that? The newborn crawl up to my boob.
Oh, he yeah. Latched on,
and I was like, what the hell is this?
Right.
My labor with him was my longest, but like he was born in under 4 minutes and like
yeah.
Got right on me, got right on my boob.
No issues. And
no, nothing at all.
That's like what you want.
It was so ideal.
I can like picture in the videos of like the little babies like crawling up to boobs.
Yes, it's so cool. And I had never experienced it because yeah. Hadley was her own thing. But then let's see, I was still stuck on pumping a lot. And I don't know why, because you don't need to, but
right.
With him, my milk came in so strong and hard that I was so uncomfortable, so I was pumping to like relieve that. And he was my sleepy baby, so he would sleep through feedings all the time. So I found myself pumping to yeah. relieve because I was so freaking engorged. Like right. Milk was just pouring out of me. I right. was drenched at all times. But I wound up giving myself an over supply
yeah.
To the point where I was able to donate to three other babies and feed them
wow.
for a lot of their first year, which was great. But it was a lot on me, and my poor boobs were so sick of the pump. But
yeah.
But that's, you know, I learned that now. And I went on to nurse him without an issue until 16 months. At 14 months, I found out I was pregnant with Hayes.
Right.
And I still nursed Hayden at bedtime at that point. But I was getting like really uncomfortable at that point. I was like,
with
like
nursing?
Like, it, I think general. The hormones like gave me an aversion or something. Because I was just like, I don't know, I was starting to get not angry, but like over it. Yes. And you know what, but he was easy again. He didn't need it at that point. I mean, not as like a
yeah.
source, but he was fine with it at first. He was like, oh, hello. But I gave him his passy, and he was fine.
Yeah.
And then Hayes actually was very much like Hayden. My labor with him was 3 hours. He was born in under 6 minutes. That kid pushed himself out. He got on me and crawled up to me, you know, and he latched on.
Yes.
However, with him, the pain that you feel in the beginning of nursing, it just
oh, yeah.
it never went away, and it was getting to the point where I didn't want to feed him.
But this is with Hayes.
Yes. So I took him to our chiro, and she did see his tongue and lip ties.
Yep.
And I just happened to also have an appointment with my ped that day or the next day. And I went in, and we were with a replacement or like a sub. I don't even remember her name, but I will never see her again.
Okay.
I asked her, you know, can you just take a peek at his ties?
Yeah.
From the doorway, she says, they are fine. They do not affect nursing at all. And walked away from the doorway.
Bullshit.
I was like, could you walk in and look, please?
Right.
So I wound up making an appointment at, what is it, like Oakwood something in
yeah.
Queensbury, I think it is. And he was awesome. He says he has a level 4 tongue tie and lip tie.
Oh,
which I think is the worst one or the yeah. second two worst one. And he lasered them right there.
Yeah.
That while you should expect blood at that time, it didn't occur to me that it would bleed. He did say that these are extremely thick, which is why he's unable to nurse, right? Because yeah. he can't even he wasn't able to use his tongue to push the milk back.
Right.
So he was spitting it back out.
Which is why he was choking, kind of.
Yes. So he was always choking on it. And it all made sense. And he also wasn't able to get his mouth open enough to actually get my nipple into his mouth. It was just like, you know, shallow.
Yeah.
However, when he lasered it, I was fine until I saw the blood.
Yeah.
And I lost it there.
Yeah. And I remember you texting me.
And the nurses were like, are you okay? Because she had said, you need to wait in the hallway. And I was like, I'm not leaving him. Are you kidding me?
Right.
And she said, well, you know, we've had moms pass out. And like, then I pass out. Right, I'm not leaving
catch
him.
Catch me.
Yeah, like,
stand here to catch
right
me.
Here, catch me.
Where's the ball?
They did it, and it was fine until I saw blood, and I lost my shit and was crying.
Right.
And it was done. It was, like, seconds long. It felt like forever, but it was done. And I was able to nurse him right there in the office without pain. I could not believe it.
And he
right away, he latched on and was able to feed. He calmed down and was fine. And he is still a little tit monster
tit
now.
Tit monster!
He's 22 months and will not let that shit go. I
like, there can't even be anything left at this point.
There can't be. Oh, I am as flat as a board. He nurses at night, but I don't offer, but each night he smacks me and says, this, and he points at my boobs. I'm like, buddy, there's nothing there.
And he can't
be there.
He wouldn't take a passy, right?
Like, he never took a passy. He never took a bottle. Like,
boob.
Monster.
Kid. Yeah.
Like, such a monster. That's why he went to work with me for 9 months until I was like, buddy, this is like getting old. Like, I can't.
No.
He's eating hair, you know, whatever.
Right. Right.
So yeah, I went on to feed him for 22 months and we are still going. But my biggest thing for like a first time mom is advocate for yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody else is going to. If you need help, get help.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, do not let anybody tell you that you can't or that you're wrong or that your milk is not enough, because your baby,
made to do this.
Your milk is made for your baby. And that is something that I even had to teach my mom.
Yeah.
And she now finds it like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Right? Yeah.
Like, at one point watching my kids, she was like, why aren't their bottles getting bigger? I'm like, because I will never make more milk.
Right.
It just changes. The content of my milk will change for each baby. And she was like, what?
So cool, right?
But that was like awesome to her. Oh, heartbeat.
We're almost
done. That is my thing. Get help if you want help.
Yeah. The one piece of advice that I have with it, obviously same thing as you, but it'll probably come out blunt when I say this, but like, when people question you or they offer stuff or they say stuff that doesn't make you feel good, tell them to fuck off.
No, seriously.
My mother-in-law would come over and she would say stupid stuff. Like, I it's breastfeeding, it's nursing, that's it. It's our food. It's our food supply. It's very normal. It's not weird. She would be like, oh, Harpy, are you going to go eat the teat? And I'm like, what the fuck is a teat? Like, I literally didn't know. I didn't know what it was because I had never heard that. It's literally a teat. I know what it is now. But, like, don't let people talk to you like that if you're not comfortable with it.
Yes.
It's demeaning. And it's Harper's food, and I want it normalized.
Also, free the tit.
Free the tit!
Where,
whatever the hell you
wherever
want.
Wherever you want to.
Me.
Yeah,
free the tit.
Seriously, you nurse where you want to.
And who cares?
If a cover makes you feel good, then fine. But don't be afraid or feel like you have to hide in your own house.
No,
like,
because you're feeding your child.
I mean, the amount of times I've walked around Target feeding Hayes, pushing my kids with a cart, like, don't care.
Nope. Moral of the story It's natural. It's your baby's food. If you want to do it, and you don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Our kids are not going to let us go on any longer. They're getting a snack, and we don't know what they're doing. So follow us on... Harper's
about to eat some dog food.
Harper's going to eat some dog food, maybe some dry pasta. Follow us on Instagram at Mom and Uncensored, and we'll talk to you guys next week.